Today, we're starting a new sermon series, and this sermon series is called Therefore Stand. And so we're going to be unpacking the armor of God over the next 6 weeks. So if I can encourage you, church, let's really lean in as a church family over the next 6 weeks as we look at the armor of God. But Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18, NIV, this is what it says. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. God bless the reading of his word. Now, I've got to share something with you. How many of you have ever had a wardrobe malfunction? I see that hand. Yes. There was this one time I was getting ready for a corporate work event, and at this particular job that I used to work at, the organization I worked for, they were in line to receive this achievement award for being quite incredible in their line of work. And so I remember I put on my best suit, tailored just right, shoes polished, hair was cut, feeling good, looking good, and I'm ready to go. But halfway to the event, I realized, believe it or not, I used to be really small. So halfway to the event, I realized that I didn't have a belt on to hold up my pants. And at first I thought, you know what, it's going to be fine. You know, I can make it through this event. It'll be easy, be all good. But all throughout the event, I'm telling you, I could feel, you know, when you can feel your pants like slowly slipping and, you know, going away. And so if you've ever been in my situation before, you probably had to do this one or a number of these different following moves. You know, these the hop move where you kind of like hop and you just appear suddenly in a conversation. And the whole idea is that you'll use gravity to kind of pull yourself down into your pants while your pants go up. These the backward slide, you know, when you just like slide backward a little bit. But you're using your hips to kind of pull them pants up. And then there's the chair shuffle. You know, you sit on your chair, but then you move yourself to the end of the seat as if you're about to stand up, but it's actually pulling your pants up. And then there's the hand swipe combo, you know, where you're just pretending to just swipe away the lint, but you're raising your pants subtly, like, you know, just a little bit. And here's my personal favorite, the pocket tug. You know, you pretend you're just casually putting your hand in your pocket, but really you're grabbing the fabric in that pocket and you're pulling your pants up while you're having a conversation and hoping that no one notices. You see, the truth is, it didn't matter how good I looked, how polished my shoes were, how on fleek my hair was, without the belt, I was in trouble. And that's where I want to go today, church. The belt of truth might seem small in the armor of God, but something significant to many might sometimes, the smallest things are what holds a lot of things together. You see, when you said yes to Jesus, when you gave your heart to Jesus, you didn't just accept the wonderful gift of salvation. You also entered into a new identity as a son and a daughter of God, which means you're now part of God's family. You are part of God's mission. But with this new life comes a real battle, a battle against spiritual forces in the supernatural that want to pull you away from the truth of who God says that you are. And so this is why the Apostle Paul says, put on the armor of God. Each piece of the armor, it represents an essential truth that protects you. The belt of truth keeps you grounded in reality. The breastplate of righteousness guards your heart. The shield of faith helps you extinguish the lies of the enemy. The list goes on. But putting on the armor isn't just about being safe. Putting on the armor is about standing strong in your faith. It's about knowing who you are and knowing who God has called you to be. Every day as you get dressed, I want to encourage you, remember, put on the armor of God, because it empowers you to live out of your new identity in Christ and to be able to face the challenges that come your way. Now, when Paul describes the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, in the passage I read. He's pulling from imagery and pictures that believers of his time, they would have understood immediately. So when they read, oh, soldier, put on the armor of God, they knew exactly what Paul was talking about, because Roman soldiers, they were a familiar sight back in the first century. And so their gear was essential to their survival and success in battle. The belt was a key piece of that gear. And so today, there are three things that we're going to unpack to help us understand the relevance of the belt of truth to us in 2024. Firstly, the belt of truth holds everything together. You know, to the Roman soldier, the belt wasn't just some decoration or some cool-looking thing. The belt was foundational to his entire battle gear. The belt held the other weapon, the soldier's other weapons and armor in place. The breastplate attached to the belt. The sheath that the sword would sit in hung from the belt. The belt gave stability. It gave support. Having the belt meant that everything stayed where it needed to stay, even during the most intense times of battle for the soldier. And so without the belt, the entire armor would become dysfunctional. If a soldier didn't have his belt on tight, he'd become vulnerable. His movements would be restricted. His armor could slip and he'd be unprepared to face the enemy. And so when the Apostle Paul tells us, stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around our waist, he's letting us know that in the same way that it was important for the Roman soldier to buckle the belt around his waist, he's saying that it's just as important for us as Christians to put on the belt of truth, the spiritual armor of God. In other words, the truth of God holds everything in our lives together. It holds the breastplate of righteousness in its place. It holds the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. They all rely on the truth to remain effective. And so without truth, we are vulnerable. Truth is the foundation that aligns our lives to the will of God. Just as the soldier's belt ensured that his armor stayed in place, truth ensures that our faith, our righteousness, and our application of God's word is sound. Truth isn't just something that we believe, it's something that we live out. The truth of God is what holds everything together. Everything hangs on truth. You can have the breastplate of righteousness, but without the truth, your righteousness can turn into self-righteousness, where you start to do things all on your own and you think that your way into heaven is through your effort and your work. You could have the shield of faith, but without the foundation of truth, you'll put your faith in the wrong things. You'll start putting your faith in people. You'll start putting your faith in money. You'll start putting your faith in status and in your vocation, things that will ultimately fail you. You can have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, but if you're not grounded in the truth, you'll start wielding the sword carelessly. You could have the Bible memorized from cover to cover, but without truth, you're just a clanging cymbal making noise without meaning. Without grounding in truth, you risk becoming a theological bully, wielding verses to shame others rather than offer grace through the word of God. You might cherry pick passages to justify your own actions, leading to hypocrisy instead of humility. Instead of promoting love and understanding, you could create division and hurt, all while claiming to stand on the word. Even Satan quoted scripture to tempt Jesus. Knowledge of the word without foundation and truth can lead you astray, turning your sword into a weapon of discord rather than a tool for healing. But let me tell you something, church. When you have the belt of truth buckled around your waist, everything in your life comes into alignment. Your righteousness flows from the truth that the righteousness is in Christ Jesus. Your faith comes from the fact that it's built on the solid rock of God's promises, not sinking, not shifting sand. And you can wield the word of God with precision and with power because it's anchored in truth. And so the belt secures you in the truth, but the sword enables you to strike with that truth. Everything hangs on truth. And so you need to know today, church, the belt of truth is not optional in your life, in your Christian walk. It's important. It's foundational. Yes. The second thing you need to know is this. The belt, it prepares you for action. Now, Roman soldiers in the Bible times, they wore these things called tunics, and they were quite long, flowy things. And so when they put the belt on, they would tuck the tunic into their belt so that their legs would be free for them to move and to become mobile and to be able to attack if they needed to. And so before a soldier could even think about fighting, before he could even pick up a sword or shield, he had to secure his belt first, because without it, he couldn't move. The soldier couldn't move with purpose, he couldn't defend himself, and he definitely couldn't take the offense. Tucking his tunic into his belt was freeing him. It was allowing him to move swiftly and decisively in battle. In much the same way, the belt of truth prepares you for battle. Without it, we get tangled up in the lies and deceptions of the enemy. The devil knows, he knows that if he can confuse you, if he can distract you, if he can trip you up with falsehoods or weigh you down with distractions, then you're not going to be effective in battle. You'll be like a soldier tripping over his own garments, unable to move forward. But when you've got the belt of truth fast and tight, you're not hindered. You're not weighed down by confusion. You're not weighed down by doubt. You're not weighed down by deception. You're free to act. The truth of God gives you clarity. It gives you direction. And then it sets you in motion. Without truth, you'll hesitate. You'll second guess your purpose. You'll question whether God has really called you to ministry, whether he really cares about your family, whether you should really be at the job that you're at. The enemy will have you all tied up in your mind, unsure of your next step. For far too long, Christians have been tripping up on lies, tripping up on deception, tripping up on false idols, tripping up on pride. When you fasten the belt of truth, you're getting rid of those things in your life that could trip you up.
Yes.
But let me be real, many of us sabotage ourselves, clinging to the illusion of control because we're too afraid to face the greatness that God has for us. And so we hold on to our excuses, our fears, our past mistakes, somehow convinced that staying in our comfort zone is safer than stepping into the destiny that God has for us. And so instead of fasting the belt of truth to remove the obstacles in our past, we settle for the discomfort of stumbling. We find a strained comfort in chaos, choosing to stay on the fence instead of taking a leap of faith. It's easier to maintain the status quo. It's easier to stumble. Easier to let insecurity dictate my decisions than to confront the incredible potential that God has placed within us. But let me tell you, it's time to fasten the belt.
Yeah.
It's time to break free
yeah.
from the chains of self-sabotage
yeah.
and step boldly into what God has for you. No more playing small. No more hesitating at the edge of our purpose. God has equipped you for greatness, and it's time to embrace it. Stop letting fear hold you back and start moving forward with confidence, knowing that you are anchored in truth.
Yes.
When you choose to fasten the belt, you empower yourself to rise above the lies and calm the life, claim the life that you were designed to live. Your breakthrough is on the other side of that fear, so let's get ready to step into
yes.
it. When your belt is fastened and you know who you are in Christ, church, and you know that what God has said about you, you can walk boldly into any battlefield, every battlefield. When your life is aligned with God's truth, you can be sure that anything that the enemy tries to throw at you, it's not going to trip me up. Lies may come and it will come. Confusion may try to settle in. But because I'm grounded in the truth, I'm not just going to stand still. I'm going to move with confidence,
yes.
move with clarity. I'm going to move with conviction. I'm equipped to fight and ready to take back the ground that the enemy's
yeah.
trying to take from me. You need to know today, church, the belt of truth is not optional, it's important, it's foundational in your Christian faith. Third and finally, the belt, it guards your integrity. You know, in the original language, the word for truth is the word aletheia, and it carries this idea of both doctrinal truth, which is true in principle, but also moral truth, which is true in practice. And so in our passage, Paul is connecting truth with integrity. He's not just talking about head knowledge, he's pointing to a lived reality. In other words, the belt of truth isn't just something that we study or we talk about, it's something that we live in the day-to-day grind of life. And so for us to live in truth is to walk in integrity. To live in truth is to embody the very righteousness and faithfulness of Jesus.
Yes.
To live in truth is to live in such a way that our internal lives align with our external actions. This is the essence of biblical integrity, a life that matches God's truth. Wearing the belt of truth means that we are committed to living a life of integrity. It's not enough to speak the truth. We must be the truth in the way that we live our lives. You see, church, the belt of truth is not just about knowing the word of God. It's about living it every single day. You know, we live in a time where it's so easy to talk a good game. It's easy to know how to sound spiritual nowadays. You know, everyone's just slapping in the name of Jesus to everything. It's easy to post Bible verses on social media acting like something we're not. But here's the truth. It's not enough to just know the truth if we're not living it. We've got to walk in integrity. You know, the Bible says, don't be double-minded, because a man who's double-minded is a man who is unstable in all of his ways. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody say unstable. You know, people who say one thing but do another thing, giving unstable. You see, we can't fake integrity for long, because eventually it all comes out. Jesus says in Luke 12:2, there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or nothing hidden that will not be made known. Truth always comes to the surface. And if you haven't been living it, when that truth comes out, everything is going to fall apart. And so integrity is the alignment between our beliefs and our actions, our internal life and our external world. That's why the belt of truth, it's more than just a metaphor, church. Truth keeps your integrity intact. Truth keeps you walking upright before God and man. When you're wearing the belt of truth, it means you don't have to hide. I don't have to hide. You don't have to be one way in public and another way in private. You don't have to keep up appearances. When you're walking in truth, you're walking in freedom. You got nothing tripping you up. You got nothing in the way of your walking. Church, when you tighten the belt of truth, you're securing your integrity. You're saying, what I believe is lining up with the way I act. Jesus didn't just preach truth, he lived it. And when you live with integrity, you become unshakable, because your entire life is built on the unchanging truth of God. You know what that means? That's freedom. There's freedom in integrity. There's freedom when you don't have to lie or cheat or manipulate to get ahead. There's freedom when you're the same person on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday all the way through to Saturday. When you walk in truth, you don't have to worry about what people think about you, because your life is aligned with who God says about you. You need to know today, church, that the belt of truth is not optional. It's foundational for you in your Christian walk. If I can ask the team to join me. As we come to a close this morning, I want to remind you that we're in a battle. This is what the Apostle Paul says. This is a spiritual battle. We can't fight it with physical things. We can't fight it with logic. We got to fight it differently. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against spiritual powers of darkness that try to wrap up us in lies and confusion and despair. And so every day we're bombarded with voices telling us, this is what you're meant to do. This is who you're meant to be. This is how you should feel. This is how you should live. The enemy wants to trap us in a web of deception, leading us away from the truth of who God told us that we are. But today, God is saying, you've got the power to break free. The key to standing firm in the battle is found in this very piece of armor that Paul instructs us to wear, the belt of truth. It holds everything together. It prepares you for action. It guards your integrity. And you might ask me today, so how do we put on integrity? I want to give you three practical things that you can do in order to put on the belt of truth. Firstly, read the Bible. Read the Bible. You want to know how to put on the belt of truth? Get into your word. John 8 verse 32 says, you will know the truth. And what does the truth do? It sets you free. The belt of truth is anchored in God's word. And so when you read the Bible, you're building a fortress in your spirit against the enemy's lies. And so when he starts to whisper doubt and confusion, you can respond with the truth of God's word that you've got inside you. Let the truth flow through you until you are able to stand and declare, I am who God says I am. The second thing is this, quit the lies. Turn to the person next to you and say, quit the lies. Do away with it. If you want to know how to put on the belt of truth, get rid of the lies. Oh my gosh. You know, the word of God says, Ephesians 4 verse 15, it says this, speak the truth. Speak the truth in love. Church, your words, they carry weight. They reflect the truth that you carry inside of you. And so when you speak God's truth, speak it boldly. You're not just lifting yourself. You're changing the atmosphere around you. And so I want to encourage you, declare the truth of God's word, not just over yourself, but into every atmosphere you walk into. Every time you do, you're tightening the belt of truth. Don't loosen the belt. Tighten the belt of truth and create a solid foundation that can withstand. Oh, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. And the third final thing that you could do, surround yourself with truth tellers. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron. This is not just about good friendships. This is about community. You need people in your life who are going to challenge you. People who are going to uplift you. People who are going to hold you accountable. In a world that's full of deception, you can't afford to walk alone, church. When the storms of life come your way, your tribe, your people, the people, the truth tellers around you will remind you of your identity in Christ. But also I want to say this, don't look for truth tellers who will tell you their truth or tell you world truth. Truth tellers will tell you God's truth, no matter how hard it gets. When you wrap yourself in truth, you anchor your soul in the reality of God's promises. Church, man, I don't know how many other ways to say this, but the enemy is trying to shake you, trying to lead you astray with half-truths and distractions, but the truth of God is unshakable. So I challenge you today, are you living in truth? Are you allowing the belt of truth to secure your heart and your mind? There's one thing I want you to remember from this message today. It's simply this. Put on the belt of truth. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.